see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon on this end of the week, Halloween. Halloween weenie, I tell you what, Halloween. It's not really fun. The more I'm learning about it, the things I didn't know myself, it's quite serious. I'm going to talk about the seriousness of it today, among other issues that seem to be not connected, but they are connected. I don't know what kind of crowd I'll have today. Some people are in jovial moods and all that because of the holidays. But family, somebody has got to tell the truth about these darn holidays. I don't think people realize how many thousands of children are murdered on the night of Halloween in these occult places. And I'm not talking about a derelict run-down old shack. I'm talking about your kings, your queens, your presidents, and your legislators, and your CEOs, and your Bohemian Grove attendees at the highest level of governments are part of this. Murder and slaughter of children. Do you understand this? I mean, this is what's really going on. The supernatural is real. There's no way around it. Because you're in it. The supernatural rules this world. Now, what are the names? God. He's real. Satan is also real. But Satan is restricted by God to some extent. But the more we pull away from God, that veil gets thinner for Satan to have influence on the world today. More than ever. Family, if you don't, I keep track of the news pretty much. And literally, if I miss a day, sometimes it worries me, but or 2 days or three, so much happens in one day. I'm going to talk about that a little bit, about the steps they've made, the advances they've made in the past 5 days. And one article, you say, well, it's just one article in one place. No. These articles are put out in the news and serve as announcing the rituals. So when a murder takes place, that ritual is announced worldwide. A lot hinges on that sacrifice, on that murder, on that mass murder, on that explosion, on that. That's how it works. And then it's put out throughout the newspapers. I mean, when I get a newspaper here in Mount Airy, North Carolina, for example, it's got an article about something that's, you know, on the front page, whatever. It's in every other city and state. It's not just in Mount Airy only. Now, Aunt B having a bee party or something like that, a quilting bee, that might not be in, you know, in New York's newspaper. But, you got my point here. So they control, let me put it like this. The Illuminati, the Council of Foreign Relations, family fact. You want to challenge it? Please challenge it. I hope you do. I hope you don't even believe a word I say and challenge it, because then you will know that the media, inclusive of TV, radio, magazines, newspapers, news, are totally controlled by the Illuminati. You have no free press. It is non-existent. Except for Aunt B's quilting party. Might not be in other places. It might just be going on, sure. But I'm talking about your national news, your politics within your cities and towns, and the reports are controlled perfectly by Freemasons. And the Luciferians, who work together, you understand this. Lower-level Freemasons do not know this. The supernatural is real. There are so many people being fooled, even in the churches. Unbelievable. There's an awakening coming. There is a major event going to happen. And nobody's going to, you don't know when, they don't even know when. But God's going to allow a major event, to happen. Don't know when. You see? So they try to keep everybody off balance by creating fear in everybody's lives. International level, national level, and on individual level. The supernatural is at work. You understand? They're a collective. Now, all these things I say, you've heard these words before, guess where? On the stupid TV. I'm starting to get disdain for it. Because I see how it all meshes together. I try as hard as I can to explain to people exactly how this works. And I tell them, do not believe me, but challenge everything I say. Challenge it. Go after it. Prove it wrong. Do what you got to do. But family, the problem is, if you belong to a Zionist movement, if you belong to Baptist, you belong to Republican, you belong to a Democrat, you belong to Christian Identity or Hebrew Roots Movement, you go to the meetings or a Tea Party or a Oath Keeper or whatever, you belong to some kind of organization or movement or whatever, your opinion is going to be automatically biased. I'm speaking for myself only. I can't speak for anybody else. I have separated myself from any, I don't sign petitions, I don't get involved in movements, I have nothing to do with none of that. I know who orchestrates them, I know where they're headed, and I don't trust the people behind the scenes because it's almost all controlled. Amway, you know Amway, right? This pyramid scheme, that's a Freemason setup. It's a scam, man. A scam by Freemasons, family. And the Freemasons are messing over other Freemasons, and they ain't telling them. That's what gets me. It's frustrating. I want to dedicate the broadcast, and I want to get moving today. Got a lot to talk about, and I got some news that you got to know. I've been warning y'all about this. I've been warning you about these news, but I'm going to tell you here shortly. And you're not going to like it none, but you better get on the stick. I've warned y'all about this in my broadcast, those of my regular followers, about this child euthanasia act so your children can kill themselves. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Does anybody, darn it, understand what I'm saying? Your child can kill themselves, and you can't stop it. Death with Dignity Act is coming. Doggone it, who's going to do something about this? You know, it's coming. I'm going to show you how today. It's already starting to happen. In America, it's going to take place. They've already got a ruling on it in London and in Belgium. And then Oregon and Texas is working on it. And they're sneaking up on you, man. They're sneaking up on you. It's been in the plan since 1990s. You know, doggone it. But the one thing about it, though, the more they advance, the sooner Jesus Christ is coming. Now, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here on this Halloween. And then we'll get moving here. I got a lot to tell y'all. Lord, we thank you today for coming together in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. That, Lord, through him and him alone, Lord, we have that way by which we can come, that we are allowed in heaven. Through his sacrifice, Father, only through him, only through his name, Jesus. Father, we pray that, Lord, you give us wisdom and discernment that we can see through all this deception that's coming our way. Lord, to give us the opportunities and wisdom, discernment, and the words to speak to others, to open up eyes. And, Lord, the divine appointments for ourselves to confirm what we hear, what we have questions about, that, Father, that through others that we share, that your discernment and wisdom from the Holy Spirit will bind us together. We pray, Father, for those children tonight. We pray for them for the next couple weeks. We pray for them, Father, in this holiday season that's coming up, that, Lord, you'll awake, bring awareness to others and families to watch over their children, Lord. So many people are deceived about these holidays, that they're not holidays, Lord. That people are kidnapped, murdered, sacrificed, ritualized in the most horrific ways. That people don't understand it, Lord. That we need that supernatural wisdom, divine appointments to expose all this evil that the wicked brings upon this earth. And the Freemasons at the highest level. And the secret societies. And the Druid worship. And those, Father, that are causing these problems, these conducting these sacrifices, Lord, to expose them so we can pray against them. Lord, we thank you for the miracles that you do give us, Lord, and Father, to help us to appreciate what we don't see, that you open up our eyes so we can see it. We pray for that wisdom. We pray for that knowledge. We pray, Lord, that you show us your miracles if we slip by and don't catch it. That, Lord, to give us that, to help us with the patience. And we thank you, Lord, for your patience that you've had for all this time, holding back so the word of God can be delivered to all the four corners of the earth. We know, Father, that day is coming when that trump is going to blow. And that 7 years is start. Though we pray that the Holy Spirit will be there to guide us through it. Father, we pray for an awareness on the pulpit today. We pray for these leaders in the churches, of all the churches, Lord, that they'll have the courage to step away from the corrupted Bibles they're using. And, Father, turn back to the King James Bible. That the call for repentance and to evangelize souls, Lord, is what we want to focus on, what we'd like the Holy Spirit to guide people toward. Father, we have this, we see the rise of evil coming into this world more than ever. Some people don't see it, Lord. That's why we pray against it. Lord, we, Father, we pray. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over myself. Those that's praying, Father, you hear their prayers. Over them, Father, to answer their prayers to. And everything that belongs to us, Father, to plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, for these giant warrior angels all about in the four corners to be loosed, and those from heaven to surround and protect us as we do our work. And as your war club and weapons of war, Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to break down, undam, and blow up all the walls of protection around all witches and warlocks, wizards and Satanists and all the like. And Father, we ask that the Holy Spirit to break the power of all curses and the vexes and the hexes and the spells and the charms and the fetishes and the psychic prayers, the psychic thought, and all witchcraft to be destroyed. The sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control to be taken down. The jinxes and potions and bewitchments they produce, the death and destruction they cause, the sickness and pain and torment, the psychic power to be destroyed, the psychic warfare to be countered by spiritual warfare, and the prayer chains to be broken up, and everything else being said my way or a family member's way, and those that's praying, Lord, to hear their prayers, and Father, to return it, this evil, back, and the demons back to the senders, and right now, and back to them sevenfold, and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. But Father, we pray, though, that these lost souls, that they'll find the light of your Son, Jesus, and that their own snares and traps have been set against themselves. But Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask that you loose them from the mind control of Satan now. And Father, we ask you to bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and this to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, so they too may be set free from the bondages of Satan and these fallen angels. And Lord, in these things we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debts. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, sometimes when I get started talking on the broadcast here, I get moving. I don't know. Just somehow something opens up when I get to talking, and it just starts moving. And sometimes I also have to apologize. I sometimes get off on little rabbit trails, little rabbit holes, but I bring them back around to how they're connected. But the interesting part of it all is that it's all connected. I mean, it's easy, almost easy, for me to make transition from one, what seems to be a separate point, to another seems to be less apples and oranges. When actually, no, it's an apple orange. It's actually connected, because everything is connected. It actually is connected. You won't find one issue in this world that's not connected to this agenda and this conspiracy. Now, people can deny it and go, poof, I don't believe none of that. All you want. But I can guarantee you won't prove it. And I can guarantee I can. And so can a lot of people. Bill Cooper proved it. Many have proved it. But people keep denying it. Denial won't stop it. You can deny all day. but it's still there. Let's keep that in mind. Well, family, if there's any problem with the sound, let me know. Things should be pretty up, I guess, with the sound. If anything sounds kind of strange, because my little monitor here is acting a little funny. But in any case, I want to tell you all something here. Well, I ought to have a broadcast, don't I? I've been warning folks for a long time about this Child Euthanasia Act. I don't hear much about it. Not as much as you should. But then what did I say before? All your media is controlled. Since 1915. And this is confirmed by congressional records. J.P. Morgan started the control of media in 1915. Congressional records confirm it. It was passed on to Rockefellers in 1921 under the control of the Council of Foreign Relations. And they've been controlling it ever since. As technology increased with TV and all this other, everything, there's not one thing left out. That's why they're 20 years ahead of everything. Well, they also pulled in every other media under the Council of Foreign Relations. Everything. You will not find one media that's not controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations working all the areas I've been telling you all about. See, it's hard to tell who's really listening that have been here before and who's not. Because those that just tune in, like for the first time, sometimes you might be lost in my broadcast. Because I cover details that sometimes I can't go back over. What am I talking about? Where am I headed with this? This is absolutely horrific. I've been warning people for 5 years, and they're finally coming through with it. In London, in England, recently, a mother won a case in her favor to kill her disabled child. I don't know if people understand the implications of this or not. To me, it is absolutely egregious and horrific. I see a bigger picture coming. 2 Timothy 3:13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. You have the ethical problems of euthanasia. They've been detailed in live action news and so forth. People with disabilities, people suffering from mental illness, and people who are just lonely or old or otherwise healthy. Or children that's been missing, literally. You don't believe me? Right now while I'm talking, you look it up about the suicides as a result of the Ouija board. ADHD, that fake ADHD, these lying psychiatrists, a bunch of liars. They're Freemasons at the highest level, and they're fear for their jobs, and some of them don't even believe in God in the first place. They're godless. And they deal out and say, well, Miss Jones, yes, I see that your son or daughter here is a little hyperactive. Well, what they do is they put them under a machine. They do some diddling around with the figure, with the dials, whatever. And they'll come up and say, we look at the report. And they say, well, your child has ADHD. It's a lie. Lie from the pit of hell. And then they'll say, well, we need to give him some of these pills. And they got Ritalin, they got Prozac, they got names. I can't even tell you what they are. I know one lady told me just recently that their child was taking like 4 or 5 of these things at 3 and 4 years old. Now, watch this. back in the 1860s. Now understand, this plan goes back to the 1700s. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You better believe it does. And then in 1860, this is one small, tiny part of it. You have a little drink called Coca-Cola. And you know, Coca-Cola, you get the word here? I'm not stuttering. Coca-Cane was put in the Coca-Cola, in the formula. Do you understand this? It was put in the Coca-Cola. They didn't call it Coca-Cola for nothing. Cocaine Cola. As a matter of fact, there, you know, where you have the little slogan, what do you call them? Logos or slogans, whatever, jingles or something. And they have it on the side of buildings. It relieves fatigue. Yeah, no kidding. So does a ton of caffeine relieve fatigue. So does cocaine relieve fatigue. So does the energy drinks relieve fatigue. If it relieves fatigue, it means it's something unnatural in your body. It's going to hurt it. Okay. So I'm a little emotional sometimes. But this cocaine in the Coca-Cola, their jingle was relieves fatigue. Yeah, no kidding. So it goes, and I can't tell you when exactly, but around 1970s, 1980s, somewhere in there, they changed the formula. Now, is cocaine addictive? If you got a good feeling, you're like, yeah, oh man, I like today. Oh, give me some more of that Coca-Cola. Yeah. Woo, I love this Coke. Until one day, man, it don't taste the same anymore. Yeah, no kidding. It's called, withdrawal. Okay. Anyway, so you get your kid's Coca-Cola. Kid, go drink orange juice. Drink this Coke and be quiet. Go there. So you're chucking them down, the baby boomers, and you put peanuts in there. Oh, yeah, put the cocaine and the salt and moon pies, and, man, just chug it down. Go, go, go. Die, die, die. Oh, I haven't told you about the fluorine in the water that does not do the white teeth whiting. Mm-mm-mm. No, no, no. I got evidence on that sucker. No, sir. They knew by putting fluorine in the water in the 1900s to mass medicate. Do your research. You doctor, don't even try with me. Because you're on a blood oath. I'll slam dunk you so fast you think LeBron did it in a basketball hoop. Bunch of liars. So they took fluorine, put it in the water, and I got reports on this, okay? And the fluorine does not do the teeth whitener. That was a lie they told. And the other plan was, and I can't tell you the date exactly, but at some point in time in the 1930s or 40s, thereabouts, when you're used to the fluorine, get your nice white teeth, yeah? They put aluminum pans out there. And coffee percolators in aluminum. Reynolds, aluminum. Reynolds is Illuminati. Reynolds are murderers. And tobacco. Of course, you know nicotine doesn't hurt you now, does it? Secondhand smoke? Yeah. It also gums up your computers. Do you know that? Anyway. And chewing tobacco? Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco, spit. Look at my teeth. That ain't it. They gone. It's cancer. It's a ritual. It's a tradition of cancer. By design. By design. The money is secondary. The killing is primary. Now, Reynolds, DuPont, Illuminati are nothing but murderers. But in any case, that be aside, they knew by putting the fluorine, which is a chemical to mass medicate, and Hitler used it in the concentration camps to test it. Oh, absolutely. Mass medication was planned in the year 1900 AD. Well, here's a little chemistry alchemy for you. Hey, baby boomers. You know where your boils on your butt came from and other kinds of problems you had with your teeth and all that? Well, the Pablum baby food had fluorine, fluoride. Uh-huh. Yeah. Now watch what happens. I have the list. I've got the evidence. Documentation. Fluorine, which was put in the water, and the water goes into coffee percolators, you know, when that little thing goes pop, 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 like that. I got one here. Oh, in 1950s. And the pots and pans where you cook your food, you mix fluorine with aluminum and you get chronic fluorosis. Yes. And the result of chronic fluorosis is like 30 different symptoms of unbelievable physical conditions that are just plain nasty. And did you know they created the cancer in the laboratory? Cancer is not natural. Neither is HIV. HIV was created in Fort Detrick, Maryland in the late 70s. They created the virus. They created HIV to kill. That's a fact. Fort Detrick, Maryland, as a weapon. Oh, yeah. That's where Ebola comes from. That's where it's all mixed together in a kind of a biology, microbiology agenda. The Gulf War syndrome is all part of the same diabolical plan. Now they're coming out with it, though. I'm not telling you something new now. They're letting you know this. It's called depopulation. That's what they've done. So now to move it right along, they're going to legalize marijuana. And now they got the free basic nicotine that you can carry with you underneath your chin. It's called an e-cigarette. Well, it's going to be e-marijuana-ette, too. E-marijane-ette. Oh, I just made that up. That's a gambolism. And all you got to do is take a puff of marijuana that's going to be legal. Is just reach down and go, oh, back down. You go, a little water pop underneath your chin. That's coming. Now you see. So now you add that together with the Ouija board. You add together the mass medication that's going to be legalized. You put all this together, and then you say to the kid, here, go back to Coca-Cola now. Let's go back to Coca-Cola. Oh, so you got cocaine and Coca-Cola. You got a generation or two or three or four generations or whatever addicted to cocaine on the Coca-Cola. Okay, let's get rid of it now. What happens? Withdrawal. But you still want it. You know what these suckers did? They put sugar, massive amounts of sugar, in the Coca-Colas. Yes. Oh, that's not all. Oh, that's not all I found out. If you boil down Coca-Cola as an experiment, you get the Mr. Wizard experiment thing going on here, right? Get you an old pan, you boil it down. You will not believe the amount of sugar syrup that comes out of that. When all the moisture's out of the Coca-Cola, you got nothing but sugar. So the sugar replaces the cocaine, and the sugar's almost as bad. So now you got a kid, doggone it, on sugar from Coca-Cola. I saw a family the other day here in Mount Airy. Lord have mercy, it's all you see. It's not even a party going on, and they got crates of Pepsis, and you got kids hanging around the cart, and you know, they got like they're going to start a store or something. That's for the kids, man. And you got this the juice stuff that's got all this stuff in it. Now, do you think sugar makes a kid hyperactive? How about that for a trick question? Now, here's my point. Finally, you got a kid on all this sugar, man. Coca-Cola for breakfast, Coca-Cola for lunch, and I got to have my Coke there, Mama, for going to bed. Okay, he gets three Cokes a day. One Coke a day with sugar in it. You got a hyper kid. Miss Jones, you got a hyper kid here. We need to shove some drugs in his body. Now you got my point. No wonder a dentist is a Freemason. Family, do you see what's going on here? Then they diagnose ADHD with the little doodads on their head and stuff and tell some woman that she trusts the diagnosis and all these wires and knickknacks going on. And the kid, like, yeah, he's out of his seat. He's got sugar all through his body, for goodness sakes alive. No kidding. And the other part of it, too. He's 5 years old. He's 8 years old. You think he might be a little hyperactive because he's young? Wow, what a concept that is. And because this so-called doctor from a Marxist, and I mean this literally, humanist college, and it don't matter which one I'm talking about, I mean all of them, literally, and I can prove that too. Oh, please challenge it. Please challenge it. Oh, every college and every university in America, literally now, is a Marxist, socialist, and humanist school or public school. Every single one, bar none. And that's an absolute fact. Now, my regular listeners, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go put you through that. But I got tons of quotes, names, dates to prove what I've just said. Am I a product of this? Absolutely. Am I ticked off about it? Absolutely. But I'm letting you know about it. Absolutely. You know, children are constantly distracted by sights and sounds. Is that uncommon? Now you got sugar poked in their bodies and they're dealing with secondhand smoke and all this stuff going on. Difficulty sustaining eye contact. Isn't that a normal kid? Kids are different. The symptoms not exclusive to children, the difficulty sustaining, maintaining eye contact during conversation. Is ADHD? No, if somebody's shy, maybe don't want to look at the eyes. Man, the psychiatrist needs a psychiatrist. They're full of baloney. They attribute supernatural involvement with psychosis. Do you understand this? What they say, now I'm not going to talk about this very long because I wasn't going to talk about it, but apparently I'm getting into it. Is they talk about difficulty calming down. Really, a lack of interest in reading or cuddling. Be still, you old whacker, be still. I'm hugging you. Now quit moving around. What are you? You know, I got a kid. I got a problem with my kid. He won't be still while I hug him. Excessive hyperactivity. Always in motion. What would you do if you had 3 Cokes a day? Sit there and snore? Baby boomers, you had cocaine in your system, man. Today, they got energy drinks. No telling what they put in those cafeteria drinks they got there. No wonder they don't want the parents being there, and they want the kids out of homeschooling. Highly impulsive. If your kid's impulsive, he's got ADHD. Never mind, he's 7 years old. Oh, man, sometimes. Accident prone. Difficulty sleeping. That's what they say. I'm reading this from their own experts of how they diagnose ADHD. You see? Well, we need to give your kids some drugs now. Hook them up to these mechanical devices. Now, if you don't do it, oh, Miss Jones is very abusive to her child. We need to have CPS check her out. She's not giving the medication to the kids. To her children. She's not a good parent. See what these people are up to? Oh, they sneaky. Now you see why they murdered Nancy Schaefer, Congress Lady, Child Protective Service, while the government murdered Nancy Schaefer and her husband. Because she is going down on CPS, man. She is going to take them apart. And she would have, too. Man, she's like an alligator. She's going to go after them. They wouldn't stop her, either. They couldn't stop her. You're going to stop that woman. No, sir. And she's going after the North American Union, too. That junk. You see, because that's part of the New World Order. Oh, she's going after them. They had to stop her. 10 signs of ADHD in children. Poke drugs in them. Now, you poke the drugs in there. You put them up with marijuana. Family, now let's take the next step. You got yourself possession of a demonic entity. Absolutely. That's the purpose. Is to get your kid possessed. Where it takes deliverance. To be born again. Family, this is Truth Radio. I'm calling it Truth Radio every now and then. Because, family, I don't hold anything back. I don't belong to nobody but Jesus. I don't have any allegiance to nobody. To nobody. No country, no flag. I got my allegiance to Jesus Christ because he's coming back. This is all going down. And he's going to come on top. That's a promise and a guarantee coming from him. You want to go against God, you go on ahead. You're going to lose. Because he tells you what's coming. He tells you in the King James Bible what's coming. It's there. Irrefutable. Family, and my job, as all our jobs are, when we learn the truth, is to tell other people about it. Now, I'm not afraid to. I'm going to do it for as long as I can. That's all I want out of it, just be able to tell people what I've learned. And then you challenge it. Don't believe me, but you challenge it. Darn it. Take nobody's word for anything, only Jesus Christ. Let's go back to what I was telling you, though. A mother has won a case to kill her disabled child. So when they got ADHD, and that kid says, Mom, I just don't like this anymore. Yeah, he's drinking 15 Cokes a day, whatever. He just wants to die because he used the Ouija board. He's into marijuana. He's into Wicca. And all this other stuff, whatever is going on, he's being bullied at school, whatever, leads to ADHD. It's all a mess, right? He wants to die. You say, no, honey, you can't say a word about it. Because when they pass the Child Euthanasia Act, you are subject to that law. And when they sign the International Rights of the Child, that's the part Hillary Clinton is working on. That woman and the rest of them along with her and her husband and Bush and Obama and Reagan and Nixon and every doggone one of them are part of this Luciferian agenda. I can prove it for every one. I studied their attempts at a military coup. Six of them. Six! Six military coups have been planned in our country since 1933. FDR is one of the worst of them. I know I'm infringing on other people's core belief and education and core background, but I can't help that. This is the truth. Back to what I was talking about. You know that 2.5 years ago, thereabouts, Dr. Phil, the TV boy, he advocated for mercy killing of people with disabilities. That fruitcake. Well, Dr. Phil the Spill, he'd be happy to know that his dreams now become a reality. One mother, she's won and successfully petitioned the court to kill her severely disabled daughter. Now you say, well, Tom, maybe she is real bad off. Well, you've got euthanasia. You can justify it any way you want. But where does the faith in God come in? When does that start? When did it start for Peter? When he started sinking in the water, that's when. He was walking on water. But Nancy Fitzmaurice was disabled, could not speak, so she is brutally, cruelly murdered, starved, and dehydrated. For 14 days it took her to die. She was born blind with hydrocephalus, meningitis, and septomagnemia, something like that. Could not walk, talk, eat, drink, this report says. She required 24-hour care, was fed, watered, medicated by a tube. Really bad situation. And she was in pain. Family, God puts us through some of these trials and tribulations in our lives to bring us to Him. It's our choice. He doesn't cause this, but He allows this. Look at Job. And when you call on His name, He's there for you. But sometimes we got to go our own way. Now you got Halloween. Family, do you understand how many thousands and thousands and thousands of children are murdered in this Halloween? Do you have any idea in Christmas how many are murdered? We look at Christmas as gifts and all that. That's to placate you. Every holiday, family, I'm not an old Scrooge. I'm not an anti I'm telling you the truth. You see? It's the same thing for every single holiday. It's based on a pagan root with methods of placating you to keep you quiet, keep you satisfied. That's what the bottom line is. Do you lie to your kids on Christmas? Have you told a lie? If you told them there's a Santa Claus, seriously, have you repented of it on the 26th? Is there a Santa Claus? That's a rhetorical question, but no. And even goes so far as NASA tracks him, like they did Snowden, snow job. NASA's a nest bed of Masons. Masons, get out of there. You got to get out. Renounce that blood oath, man, because they're coming down on you hard. They're going to come on you. I have the evidence. Chapter 15, Protocols, Learn the Elders of Zion. They're going to execute every Freemason once they have total control. It is going to happen. But once they have total control first. But all this other is to keep us all busy. And it has for generations. So now you have Halloween. It's all candy. It's great. You dress up and everybody is having fun, look a little silly, all this, all that. Kids go out and that's controlled because, you know, now they put razor blades and all this, you know, all this stuff going on. I've talked about that yesterday. About all of what they did to the kids. It isn't like we used to be, but that was the trap part. Oh, I'd leave when I was 7 years old or six. I remember those days. You come back with almost bags of candy. You'd have it for 2 weeks. You just go out. Okay, now have a good time. Bye, bye. Now you don't do that. You go with your kid. Because kid may not come back. Then when they come home, well, they go through the apples, look at them. Yeah. They open up the candy, make sure it's not, and I mean this literally, dipped in feces or urine. I hate to be graphic, but that's exactly what they do. They put pins in the apples. All kinds of glass and family. That's what I hate to be negative about it, but that's what they do. Didn't used to do that. They do it now. They got us used to it. So why am I telling you all this? I'll tell you some more, but is to show you the devices being used. So you can avoid it. Pray against it. To upset the core education, the death education we were given, all of us, since the beginning. The system has been planned, if you haven't known already, the cognitive dissonance, Hegelian dialectic that they're using. Because the world is designed to make you doubt, lose self-respect, while they provide you an alternative that will raise your self-fulfillment by reward and ego under their conditions. I've told you the big picture here of all this, of what's going on a, and they, okay, where? Let me give you something to chew on. A place called, a group, organization called Tavistock in London. A behavioral think tank that controls your colleges. I didn't make a mistake. Controls your colleges. Tavistock. It's got all your colleges, just about all of them, underneath the control of Tavistock. MK Ultra. Everything from Harvard to MIT to Cornell to Stanford. The whole lot. Under Tavistock. And Oxford. All of them. And they use your kids as guinea pigs. And Tavistock, created in 1921, behavioral think tank, you got Freud, you got Edward Bernays, all these wackos, Satanists, and secret society members, for control of a population and depopulation, and to start wars. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to like it. But I'm going to tell you anyway. It's the truth about war. You know Sun Tzu? He didn't learn the truth until he knew Jesus. Unless he knew Jesus. He just told you about strategy. Well, let me tell you about strategy. I was a Marine Corps for 12 years, infantry. I was a commander. I trained, I recruited, and I trained them at Paris Island. I've been in all areas of it. I've been overseas in 3-4 different conflict zones. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Congo, Kosovo. I've been around. So I'm not talking from armchair quarterback. Sun Tzu didn't learn the truth unless he knew Jesus. I don't give a darn how famous he is. Don't give a hoot. The greatest strategist ever lived was Jesus Christ. Because he is God incarnated in human flesh. Came to mankind to save us. And he did. On the cross of Calvary. He died. He rose again. The only one. Buddha, he's dead. Mohammed, he's dead. Joseph Smith, he's dead. They're all dead. Bones in the ground. But not Jesus. He's coming back. Now, what we learned in this secular world and in the military, it works only for a second, then back to square one. Let me tell you. Strategy of Sun Tzu and all these others that we as former as Marines and whatever would, oh yeah, I studied Sun Tzu, his strategy and all this stuff. Oh, that's nice. You know, you study how to beat the enemy and all this sort of thing. And how to defeat the enemy with strategy and so forth. It's a lot of baloney. It's a lie from the pit of absolute hell. And I'll tell you why. His strategy, Sun Tzu, would work if there was a real war. But that's not how it is. And I have evidence of this also. All wars are pre-planned with the victor already chosen. Do you understand? It's led today by secret society members going back to 1700s and before America was formed, all the way back to Charles Maine, all the way back to Magna Carta, all the way back to Nimrod. All wars are pre-planned with the victor already chosen. They don't know who's going to win in every single war. I'm not going into detail about World War I, II, and III. III is yet to happen. But it will suffice to say Albert Pike planned all three world wars before 1873. And with the exception of fulfillment of the fifth and sixth phase of World War II, we did not become consolidated under the control of Hitler. It was planned. It was planned by FDR, Churchill, and Hitler, Stalin, to make a new world order, working together. You understand? Working together. But it fell apart in 1941 to 42. Their plan didn't succeed. The fifth and sixth phase failed, but they still brought the Nazis over. Operation Paperclip, 10,000 Nazis, Argentina and North American continent, were brought over to continue their work. We didn't win. They placated us in thinking we won, and they made sure our tanks was not up to par with the Panzers. That was by design. Y'all understanding what I'm saying here? So, the secret societies, that's the enemy. All their commanders, world leaders, they work together in a world army, giving the illusion that countries are fighting each other for freedom. It never happened. Edward Bernays coined the word, fight for freedom, to get us all worked up and go fight. The Germans didn't know it. You didn't know it. We didn't know it. The ones fighting it didn't know it. Well, I got evidence. I'm not going to everything. I don't have enough time. But in the Chicago Tribune, Thoroughly blames on record the Council of Foreign Relations for all of the blood spilled in World War II and Korean War, blamed on the Council of Foreign Relations. That was in an editorial, and when you trace the background on how they the State Department prolonged and made sure that China remained communist in 1950s, as confirmed by Jim MacArthur in his diary, it all plays out. Oh, yeah. So the outcome on every single war is already determined even before the pre-planned war was put into play. Japan and Russia war was predetermined by the Rothschilds. Worked perfectly. Our Civil War was predetermined. Lincoln confirms the Jesuits set it up. France on one side, Germany on the other. Made sure it happened. The Korean War was predetermined. Confirmed by MacArthur. I got a quote from him. Oh, please challenge it. Please challenge me. The Vietnam War loss was predetermined by the Jesuits. Those lying murderers. World War I, World War II never ended. World War I just went to World War II. World War II, we just brought them over. Patton wanted to go into communist Russia. That's why they murdered him. Wanted to keep him quiet. We brought the Nazis over to set up the space program and UN and CIA. We brought the Nazis over for that. I'd say it worked. We never won the Revolutionary War. We remained a colony and a corporation under King George III. We never won that war. These are the facts. CFR planned the wars from 1921 to World War II, Korea, Vietnam, all the way up to Iraq. Now you see why I'm a little bit ticked off? Why I'm trying to speak out and tell people about this? And you know World War III? We already know who's going to fight in it, and we already know who's going to win. Right now, we can do that. Right now. Look up Albert Pike, how he planned that. So now I want to give you a little bit of touch about that. Let you know what's going on. So we got coming up today, and we're talking today about what's causing all this, the reality of it. The perverse spirit works in war. Because the death that's caused in these wars, the death that was caused in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the death, war is a ritual. The life force given up is absorbed by these fallen angels, allowing them to manifest into this realm and getting ready for disclosure, getting ready for externalization of the hierarchy, as they call it, to manifest these lying fallen angels on both sides. They're all evil. There's not one good among them. Even Satan can transform himself into an angel of light. It is supernatural. It's promulgated by the and carried out by these secret societies. And they use alternative enemies as distraction, like Islam, Zionism, pollution. All these things are out to distract you. Well, they set all this up. What we have going on is this Halloween thing now. Halloween is when the night, when that period of time, the 13 days, the veil is thin. The veil, what veil? The veil that keeps the second heaven and the first heaven from combining. The veil is thinnest on certain holidays. That's what they're identified for. Matter of fact, I can tell you exactly, as an example, February the 2nd, March the 24th, May the 1st, that's May Day. That's the day the World Revolutionary Plan came to fruition. That's Adam Weishaupt's birthday also. Why is this? Because on these particular days of holidays, they need the stars, the sun, the moon, the planets, and certain elements. That gives them a power structure of sort. And this power structure, they use as a magnifier with the rituals to help these fallen angels to manifest in this realm by using alchemy, invocation, chanting, drums. Family, you see it on TV, you think it's just kind of, you know, a thriller. No, this is real. It's very real. That's how they do it. So war, death, destruction creates energy. It's like a battery that's absorbed to allow them to manifest. And the veil to open up to allow the demonic entities to come inside and start their possession. That's why I pray against it so hard. And against them. You can fight it. I'm going to talk about that today. I talked about it last night on steps you can take. Next week I'm going to talk about generational curses. Because when you are a Freemason, a Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, you've gotten the witchcraft, the Wicca, you brought a Ouija board home, you've done the tarot cards, wasn't that cute, and you do all these other occult things. I'm sorry, family, but that's what it is. The video games, all these things, carries with it this possession. And it opens portals up. Some of these things I really don't like talking about because it makes me seem like I'm crazy. But then when you see the evidence, who's going to tell people about this? Somebody's got to know. It's got to be told somehow. These events that's coming up, the effects from demonic invasions are gradual in a lot of cases. You have, for example, the children. The personality, the nature of the child will change from their gentle, sweet self to rebellious, ugly individual. It's like, wow, is that my kid? What happened? Or the Freemason, and I know this for a fact, will change their whole personality. Their eyes are even different. Something different about them when they go to the 33rd degree. You got, like, for example, General Boykin. Bad news. He may have been your foxhole buddy or your general commanding officer taking care of you while you're in Iraq or whatever, Delta Force or something. But him as a Knight of Malta, he will backstab you no matter whether you saved his life on the field or not. It don't matter. This takes priority. The priority is his blood oath and chancellorship of the Knights of Malta. That is their priority. Don't matter who you are. That is their priority because they see that as eternal. Their guide to godhood. Freemasons are told this third degree and before. Blue Lodge, you don't know squat. Don't even think about it. This is what's really powering everything going down today. And when they get inside this, something gets inside them and they change. And this includes children too. Why do you let demons use your body? Those in Wicca could be just normal, and then all of a sudden they just change completely. It's like, whoa, it's like, where'd that come from? I don't know. He does that sometimes. Family, that's a demon possession. That's not normal. The drugs, the invocation, the certain trigger words causes that demon to come out, and it affects the body. Human, you're the host. Romans 6:16, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves as servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether or sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Are you going to obey Satan or God? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils, not to God. And I would not that ye have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. 1 Corinthians 10:20 to 21. Family, this is what's going on today. This is why we have the wars pre-planned. And they're pre-planned on certain days that they're going to have the thinnest of the veil. You understand this? Check the dates of wars and the April 19th. What happened there? Many times. February the 2nd, March 24th, May the 1st, June 24th, June 6th, September 24th, October 31st, November the 1st, and December 24th and 25th. November the 1st is All Saints Day. Calls for sacrifice. Family, you can beat this. You can get through it. But the things you got to do that's not being taught by these churches. You pastors, you preachers, you rabbis and you popes and priests, what's wrong with you? Because they went and got their degrees. I'm not against people with degrees. I got my master's in business and all this and all that. So what? But what they're using for the colleges are for recruiting. That's what they're for. And I already told you how they've controlled education exactly how in the past. I don't want to go over it right now. But they're specifically used to recruit what they think is the cream of the crop to use them in the New World Order and for other reasons you don't even want to know about. At the beginning of the broadcast, I talked about the drugs. The drugs are used to facilitate possession. Let's get down to it. The Ouija board is used for possession. That's how they get inside your homes. They're like cockroaches. And they find ways to get inside your homes with technology and all these other little ways to get your guard down. This is what's really going on the outside. To come inside the inside. You know, 7 to 10 days before each of the pagan high days is when the increase of spiritual warfare against the powers of darkness takes its most. Its highest. Now, I'm going to head toward right now towards some solutions. I agree with this, however, about the solutions, but I want to cover a few things before I go there, but I want to save some time to give you solutions so you'll know about what to do. But you're not going to like the solutions. You're trying to find another way, some people are. Well, I'm going to tell you what to do. It's up to you to do it or not. But I'm going to go back to the news right quick before I get into that. That this mother, I feel I need to tell you about this again, that this mother has now won her case to kill her disabled child in England. Belgium's already been doing it for a long time. Family, this is like child sacrifice. Come on now. This is sanctioned child sacrifice. Besides abortion, inclusive. It is about child sacrifice. About human sacrifice. Well, she's won her case. It took 14 days for this child to die. That's what they want. And then once they get the International Rights of the Child signed in America, Hillary Clinton is on top of that. She failed in 1989 to get it signed. Once they get it signed, they can kill your children, and there's not a thing you can do about it. They're not telling you about that. Focus on Oregon and the witches up there, and focus on Texas and the witchcraft down there. See, we've trivialized witchcraft to Walt Disney and Bewitched and TV and on the three little witches there that do the little thing and fighting the demons and all that silly. It's been trivialized into nothing. It isn't anything. Your presidents of this country, your CEOs, your congressmen are part of this. Masons at the highest level have a similar, almost exact same ritualized system of initiation that witchcraft uses. Absolutely. Except in witchcraft and their initiations, they actually drink blood. Your Freemasons today take the blood oath at each degree. That should be a darn clue right there that something's not right. And keeping secrets from your family, that's a big clue. That's a flashing red light. There's no lodge member or great grand dragon, something, whatever, I don't care what, that's more important than your wife hearing what's going on more than them. They're not worth 2 cents up there, but your wife is. Your so-called lodge brothers will stab you in the back so fast, man, you don't even know what you got stabbed before you pulled it out. They just want what you can do to give them to help the brotherhood until you can't do it anymore, then they're going to trash you. But as long as you're good to them, they'll be good to you. When you trash them, they're going to trash you so fast. That's how it works. That's reality. Well, they don't tell you at the 33rd degree they worship Lucifer. That's a fact. Back to the children. So, this child sacrifice is what this is all about. This child euthanasia. Then they're going to pass International Rights of the Child. I can't emphasize it enough. And Hillary Clinton's behind this. General Boykin's doing something up in Oregon. Keep your eyes on that boy. He's up to something going on in Oregon about getting this law passed. They've been trying to pass the Child Euthanasia Act since 1993. Now Texas is thinking about right to, what do they call it now? Die with dignity? You got to be kidding me. It's like putting lipstick on a frog and calling it pretty. Various effects of lack of hydration and nutrition leads ultimately to death. Where's God in all this? I'm not going to go over what happens to her about dying of starvation, what really happens. You don't want to hear it. Unbelievable. It's happening. Family, I've been warning people about this. I've got studies on it. I've been for 5 years. And the other thing I've been worrying about was a re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. Well, it's taking place now. The Pope is a Jesuit. Now what you've got, the creationists freak out over the Pope's evolution speech has begun. You've got bishops, cardinals, whatever, that now are parting with the popery because of their stance they're taking. This is by design. The Jesuits are working to destroy the Roman Catholic doctrine. Pepe Orsini is the gray pope. Gray pope. I didn't make a mistake. Orsini, and he's not Jew. Orsini controls the black pope and the gray, white pope. All three of them are murdering Jesuits. Family, Ratzinger was a brown shirt Nazi. These three popes that control the popery today, Pepe Orsini, he's Illuminati, Italian, Roman, hello, of the inside Illuminati family you don't know about. Medici, Breakspear, Aldo Brandini, there's 13 of them, whatever. Pepe Orsini is a connecting, tells two popes, Nicholas, Adolfo Nicholas, the Jesuits, and Pope Francis, but doggone it, they're all three popes, or all three Jesuits. They're here to disable and destroy the Roman Catholic Church. And when they do that, you will morph into the New Age movement. Tell Hard Desjardins set up the plans early 20th century. Tell Hard Desjardins, a Jesuit priest, father of the New Age movement. It's all set up, and now they're taking it down. Pope Francis says the Genesis account of creation is not true. Unquote. Article. Cardinal Burke. Pope cannot change Christ's teaching on marriage. A cardinal. That's what it was, not a bishop. Cardinal. Cardinal Burke is saying the Pope cannot change Christ's teaching. The Pope is a doggone Jesuit. Family, I'm telling you, they're taking down the Catholic Church. And that's why Palmer was trying to bring everybody back. That's what Beck, all of them, they're trying to get people to come back. You Protestants, come back to us. Come back. Episcopalian, come back. When they get you all there in the same boat, they're going to sink it. Then you move over to the New Age movement for peace. It's a lie. It's called the first seal. You know there's a satanic temple in Florida? I just got the article today. Satanic Temple in Florida submitted a coloring book for distribution in a Florida school. Oh, oh. Now tell me they're not increasing, not picking up pace here and getting brave. That's just recently. And I told you about the food thing, right? Well, December 22nd, 2011, aborted human fetal cells in your food, vaccines, and cosmetics. Look it up. Family, y'all better wake up here. Here it is. Satanic Temple wants to give out materials, including Satanic Children's Big Book of Activities in Orange Schools in Orange County, Florida. Satanic Temple submitted a Satanic Coloring Book and two fact sheets to a Florida school district. Lordy, lordy, lordy. The coloring book features cartoon children performing satanic rituals, drawing pentagrams, which is on our American flag, by the way, and the so-called Star of David and a fake Jews, whatever. That's a Star of David, a hexagram. That's what that really is. The real Hebrew Jews, oh, they're going to come back. They will replace the Jews there today. The real Hebrew Jews, the real 12 tribes, they are going to come back. It's called the 144,000. And there's not a darn thing they can do to stop it. Hitler failed, and they're going to fail now. The real Jews will take over. that's coming. It's called the millennial reign. But grafted into the Gentiles, because we're all the same now, you see? That day's coming. Don't forget that. I want to make sure you understand that. And there's nothing they can do about it. Not one thing. But in any case, in the meantime, Satan's going to have his day. That's about it. It's called the first seal. He's had it all this time, all along. It's everything we're talking about the past 2 hours. In the past 5 years of my broadcasting, is how he has set this up. Anything I've said now has come to pass. Because I've researched it, analyzed it. I'm not the only one. No. Where do you think I got my information from? Other researchers. They were telling the truth. Along with the word search, for our words of acceptance and friends in the maze to reach the Necromecron and the fable book called the spell book they got in this school. And you see the little cartoon characters. It's got all kinds of 666 on their ears. They got the pentagram on their chest. Oh my gosh. And they wear satanic symbols. That's where you got to know, parents, what the symbols look like. And the children in the book, there were satanic symbols on their shirts and spread anti-bullying and religious tolerance messages. So that's just what I told y'all. I said that the Wicca, the Satanists, they can profile those kids that's being bullied and say, we'll take care of you. We'll show you how. That's how they profile them and pull them into the Wicca covens in your school. The school board has discussed changing its policy that allows the distribution of religious materials on tape. It just gets ugly. And then one last thing. I told you how they control the schools. Well, here you go. October 31st, a former U.S. Marine is banned from his daughter's school after dispute over Islam lesson. All schools are schools of humanism. In Maryland, a La Plata High School. So he don't like being taught Islam. He was banned from the school. Family, the security there is not to keep people from shooting up weapons. It's there to keep the parents away from the school teachers and to protect the school from the parents when they want to take them out when they start their abuse. Now you got it? That's what Sandy Hook was all about. Let's talk about solutions. And we'll talk about that again tonight, too. Oh, by the way, that professor in New York was beheaded in what witnesses first thought was a Halloween prank. And her son jumped in front of a train that killed himself. Patricia Ward, 66, was killed inside her apartment by her son, who cut her head off, dragged the body out in the street. Onlookers initially thought they were witnessing a macabre Halloween prank, but it was real. Then he jumped in front of a commuter train. Family, this is demonic. This is all demonic, and it's getting worse. And rabbit foot, not going to work. Now, Halloween's a time of fantasizing, and a parent will dress their little child up in Batman, Superman, frog, witch, or devil. Demons, I even saw it on TV today. They had it on the regular news and all that. It's just normal, but it's not normal. The demons know the disobedience and foolishness of man, and they know when they have been given a right to come into the mind of the child. Also, many curses and hexes are worked through the treats which children receive at the door. I told y'all about the hair they put on the kid, on your child. These things are real, family. Now, destroying curses and designs. A person has been put a design on another person. Well, I talked about that the other day. But being set free, to sin against the body, whether it's a homosexual or fornicator or adulterer or an adulterer, in the sight of God, condemns us. And if you're a homosexual and call yourself a Christian, issues between you and God, but it's a moral sin and a sin unto death. 1 John 1:6. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. James 1:14-15. And if you say that we have fellowship with him, God, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. 1 John 1:6. How deep does this go? How well does that happen? Let me tell you how. Because in the Freemasons, the third degree, one-third of the third degree, they know the royal secret. At the Pentagon, they know the royal secret. The royal secret is just what I've said. Homosexual acts, sodomizing, murder, rape, causes disobedience, obviously, and possession of the person doing it. The possession gives them the power of remote viewing, automatic writing, soothsaying, or whatever else they got going on, is by that immoral act opens up portals. Now you got it. Russians know it. American CIA know it. This is the highest level of classified projects. Now they can do it synthetically with technology, possession, super soldiers. Now you understand. The Word of God says, quote, know ye not that the unrighteousness will not inherit the kingdom of God? 1 Corinthians 6:9. You see, God is a God that cannot lie. And we're also told in Numbers 23:19, God is not a man he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, shall not he do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall not make it good? For I am the Lord, I change not. Malachi 3:6. You see, God set before us a choice in Deuteronomy 30:19. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. See, God will set you free where you are, if you desire to be free. It doesn't matter what crime you've committed against your body. God, through the precious blood of Jesus, will cleanse you and set you free. But you got to call on him, family. And these churches aren't doing it. These cathedrals aren't doing it, just sitting there, nodding their head up and down like dipping ducks, getting a little Dr. Feelgood message and some rock and roll and go home feeling good. Family's not getting it. That's not getting it. It's placating. Christianity is one of the worst there is because people leave there thinking they're okay and they're not. When you're a Muslim or you're in a Hindu or you're in a Timbuktu, Kalamazoo, Ist or whatever, you know you're not saved. You know you're in a pagan religion. But when you're a Christian, and in Christianity, you think by going to church it gets it. No, it don't. The Bible tells you so. It's up to these preachers to settle it up, but they're not doing it. Confess these things to God. Not to some priest, pastor, pope, preacher, whatever. No, you and God, no matter where you are, you and God. Any day, any time, but do it soon. You confess these things to God and call on his name. His name is Yeshua, who am I, blah, 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 whatever it is. His name is Jesus Christ. Jesus. Jesus. That's his name, not Yahushua, or whatever this ridiculous name is. What they're doing with that Yahushua, or whatever the dickens they're doing, I'll tell you exactly what that is. Because they're setting you up to receive Sananda Emmanuel, the fallen angel, the false prophet, Yahuwah, Yeshua, Jeshua. That's what they're setting you up for. He's coming. He's called the false prophet in the Bible. He looks just like what you think Jesus looks like. That's not Jesus Christ. That's coming. And that's why they're trying to push sacred name movement, Hebrew roots movement, Christian identity, Arnold Murray, all these guys. Yeshua. The first one is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And this is what they're setting you up for. To receive the false prophet. And call him a dead gum cotton picking alien. Or some ascended master. It's all lies. Seek the real Jesus. He's coming at Armageddon. 7 years after all this starts. And they're not going to stop it. It says in 1 John 1:19, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I guarantee you, if you actually are tired of this mess going around you, you want to bring your family back together, Freemasons, those in the Wicca, whatever, you got to renounce. You got to be delivered. You got to be delivered. You got to get rid of that junk you've got. Has anything to do with Freemasonry? Get rid of all these little emblems, these pentagrams, these doodads, knickknacks, paddywhack, give a dog a bone, whatever you got, get rid of it. Candles, all this junk. Get rid of it. And you that's one step you got to take that nobody else got to. Then you got to renounce the blood oath. Then accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Man, you're going to bawl like a baby. Because that Holy Spirit's going to come down inside you. And he's going to cleanse you out like Roto-Rooter, man. And you're going to feel it. But until you do that, it ain't going to happen. And doing good deeds, going down here to the hospital, helping little old widows and all this, that, and the other, that's nice, but ain't going to get you there. That's done after it's fruits of the Spirit. And not done so you can you get the lodge looked at or whatever. No, good deeds are as filthy as rags. The first thing you do is get delivered, born again, and God will take care of the rest. You'll know what to do. I wouldn't be waiting around if I were you. You will incur the wrath of man, though. You might lose your job because you don't look that very favorably when you start spouting around about the Holy Spirit and about Jesus Christ. And renouncing a blood oath. Oh, you're not one of us now, huh? Well, you can't come back in here. Oh, they'll do that in a heartbeat. Oh, yeah. Why do you think you go through 32 degrees for? That's to thoroughly brainwash you. Every degree is a new little tiny secret that means nothing. But it puts you higher and above everybody else, right? Yeah, it's hook, line, and sinker. Stroke your ego. That's how they work it. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just forgive you of your sins and cleanse you through all unrighteousness. So right where you are, you ask God to forgive you and you mean it. God wants you to know that he loves you. He loves all of you. This color thing about black and white and Hispanic, Chinese, that means nothing. They're trying to make it mean something, though. They're trying to show you. First, they're trying to, on these news and all this, even Hannity got involved in it. Making racial slurs and all that. So you get tired of it. I'm going to talk next week about how they set us up on the racial issues and some of that. I'm going to talk about that next week, the Gillian dialectic. And generational curses also next week. But first they got to create the chaos. Then you'll want order. And they'll control the order. That's how it works. God will lead you. Incurring the wrath of man, whatever. But incurring the wrath of God, you don't want that. That's permanent, eternal. Family, don't play with this. We got this flippant. Oh, God's got a sense of humor. He was laughing today when I did this. I wouldn't be too sure about that. We use that term so we can be restful in our sin. Oh, God won't mind. He knows I'm better. He knows I'm good. It's okay. No, it's not okay. This thing about we use it so loosely, God's got a sense of humor. So we can do what we want to do. We cross our fingers behind our back and hope that when we tell a lie that crossing the fingers makes it okay. Or if I tell a little lie, God won't mind. A little white lie, that's okay. It's not okay. God wants you to know he loves everybody. He hates sin. This one called Steven Anderson and all these others that say that he hates homosexuals and that they all should be killed, they work for the Illuminati. Because they want to get you associated with the same rabid ideas. That's what they're there for. Westboro Baptist Church, same thing. They work for a Luciferian. They work for the Illuminati. You can't love God and love you can't love Jesus Christ and same time with somebody dead. It don't work that way. So they have an agenda. He hates the sin that you've done, but he truly loves you. There's no pre-Adam culture of humanoids. That's ridiculous. Adam and Eve was the first man and woman. They sinned. It carried through the generations. Same thing for those that sin, take a blood oath or get in the secret societies or Wicca or sin. It carries four generations of curse upon your family. Well, for Adam and Eve, it carried through until today. By one man, this world was condemned to die. By one man. Fully God and fully man. The world is redeemed. His name is Jesus. But you have to accept him as your Savior and let him know that you sinned. You're telling him, nobody else. Because that means that you've humbled yourself to admit you're wrong. To him, nobody else. And he'll hear your prayer. But you got to call on him. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And you know, God wants you to become and be the sex he created you to be. But the homosexual side can carry through generations. I talked about this design yesterday and day before. This design is carried through the generations. It's not genetic. It's supernatural. It's cursed. You can break that curse. God, by the precious blood of Jesus, will cleanse you and set you free. And you pray back into where that curse began. I'll talk more about that next week. But I've given you an idea. You call upon him and repent. Confess him as your Lord of your life. Renounce Satan. Renounce your blood oath. Renounce your Wiccan. Renounce the tarot cards you did. Family, this is important. And you tell that liar to get out of your life. And you actually, and this, I'm telling you, it works. I've done it. I thought I was crazy doing it 3 years ago, but it actually worked. Family, I'm not an expert at this. I've had to learn this. I've had to teach myself. I've had to have trust myself. I've been through this. I'm passing out. I'm passing on. I'm not passing out yet. I'm passing on what I have learned. I know. Being in the presence of Wiccan. I've never been one myself, but let's put it like this. I've been in the presence, and I was doing praying. And I was praying over this oil. I said, well, it's what it says. It's what I'm doing. I'm going to do it. And, Lord, I need help because I'm actually doing it. And I need help here. Well, the Wiccan was gone within 3 months. And long story short, it works. And I went through every room in the house, commanding those demons to get out of there. Everywhere I found an opening. No, I know it sounds crazy. I know that. But it works. Because the demonic entities are like little specks of light. They exist. They're not allowed to possess a Christian, but they can demonize you. They're little specks of electromagnetic energy. They're like people. They're like, they think. They have personalities. They're real. God's real, but he's stronger than they are. Satan is real. The fallen angels are real. The supernatural world is real. Aliens are not. Ascended masters are not. That's their cover story. That's their masquerade or Halloween on steroids. renounce Satan and tell that liar to get out of your life. What do you mean? Satan gets around, don't he? No, it's a collective. I don't know how they do that. But it's a collective. Actually, they've been able to synthesize that with HARP, like a bubble of electromagnetic energy, where they can find you with a satellite. It's kind of the same principle, except theirs is natural. Yours is by technology, how they control people. It's the same thing, except the supernatural beings have it as a natural, but it's limited because God has limited them. But God's not limited. You put the precious blood of Jesus upon your mind, upon your soul, and upon your body. You surrender your life totally and completely to God. You don't need a religion. You don't need a preacher. It's nice to have one. Be nice to have if you're having trouble, you're on drugs and all that. It's nice to have, but if you don't, man, you do it yourself. And you say, God, if you're there, show me. I need the help. Now, family, you're going to cry like a baby. I'm telling you, if you don't, and if you sin and it don't bother you, you need to go back and do it again. It's when you feel that difference. It's not ethereal. It's where your habits change. There's things change about you that people notice, that you notice. You still have some things there, like Paul did, the thorn in the side. But he used that to keep in touch, kind of like convict you. That's God in you. Put the blood of Jesus between yourself and the spirit of divination. That spirit, that perverse spirit, has been working out the spirit in your life. Denounce it. And in the name of Jesus, when you see these beings, it's going to come out. I know I've just threw that out at you. I know that. You're going to see some things that you're not going to like none when it happens. The name of Jesus, Yahuwah, Shua, whatever it is, won't get you anywhere. The name of Jesus, in the front of these fallen angels and false prophets, in the name of Jesus, you use that name, Jesus, as your defense. What I'm telling you now, you may not grasp it, but you will when the time comes. Don't allow this thing to work in your life or your family's life. You nullify the intentions in Jesus' name, so it can no longer cause you to have these ungodly desires that you know is not right. You tell Satan that you recognize Jesus Christ as your Lord and that you will no longer commit these ungodly sex acts again in Jesus' name. That's why he sanctioned marriage in the right way. Homosexuals and those that's committed an abomination are prone to suicides. Now, why would that be? Whatever it is you put in this world as your idol, that's abomination to the Lord, results in suicide. Now, why do you think that is? Because you've been demonized. You've been possessed because of that idol. Literally. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Family, I could spend an hour, if I wanted to, or let's say 30 minutes, all right, talking about communitarianism. Who gives a rat's hoop? Who cares? Communitarianism won't solve a darn thing talking about it, neither will philosophy. Philosophy is like trying to discuss why you're going around in a circle and you got your foot nailed to the floor. That's philosophy, man. You're trying to figure out why you're going around a circle. That's your philosophy. Religion ties you down. It's a trigger. God is not about religion. He's not about, Jesus Christ is not about religion. He's about your salvation through eternity. Not about religion. If it's about religion, God's a liar. In Christianity, you got 37,000 different sects. 37,000. Most of them don't have the same doctrine. You got different Bibles. That ain't God. That's just Christianity. It's not about religion. People are tied into that. So if I start saying, well, Joseph Smith, man, that guy's bad news. Oh, you're bashing Mormonism. Or I start saying, well, you know, you Baptist man jumping over the pews and going around that circle counterclockwise. Oh, you're bashing Baptists. We got this thing in our heads. If I'm talking about Democrats, you're bashing us. That is so smart how they've done this. Isn't that clever? Like Pavlov's dog. Whatever you're trying to identify is bashing. Where religion is baloney. Jesus Christ is king. And he's the only one, not religion. Religion won't save you. And his word is in the King James Bible. And the word became flesh. Seek deliverance. And after you've been set free by the faith, believing that the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. John 8:36. Do not believe the lies of Satan. And don't let him tell you you're no good. Don't let him take you down. Don't let him remind you of your past. Man, you look ahead. Do not believe the lies of Satan. He'll work on your race. He'll work on if you're, you know, a certain race and certain triggers that you're no good, or you're too good, or you're whatever, you're fat, you're ugly, you're whatever. Man, don't listen to that nonsense. Don't listen to it. Don't listen to it at all. Keep your eyes on the ball. Keep your eyes on Jesus. You see, that's what you do. And when you try to do the best thing and do the right thing, I got to tell you, this is very important. This is so, so important. When you have not done this before, I'm going to tell you right now, and you start to do it, you're going to catch all kinds of interruptions on the outside from family members, from work, from wherever, and they don't even know they're being used. Turn it around. And use that as an opportunity to witness the love of Jesus. Make it work for you, not against you. Or make it work to make you stronger, not deter you. There's where determination comes in. Don't believe the lies of Satan and his emissaries that you are not free, but you are. Rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Not Yahuwah, not Yeshua, not Yeshua, or whatever combination of words that it is. This is why they're trying to set you up for that fallen angel, Yeshua, is saying all this. There are like 15 different combinations of Yeshua-Hua. It's ridiculous. I had this discussion back and forth all this morning about that. Just this morning. Name's Jesus, the blood of Jesus. That's who. God will not deny you. So don't allow someone to tell you that these sins have not been forgiven. Don't let the Freemasons tell you that you've taken a blood oath in God's name. No, you renounce that blood oath. You're no longer under the blood oath. They're not telling you that. If temptation comes, don't let it overthrow you. For he says, in all things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 8:38, family. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is a common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Let me tell you something. That's 1 Corinthians 10:13. When you have that Halloween party, when you have that Christmas party, and you had a few of those drinks going down, oh, I've been there. And your coworker starting to look kind of cute, and you're having kind of a good conversation, but there's a big problem. She's got a wedding band on. Maybe you do too. A few drinks, good conversation. Christmas party, you're a goner. Don't do it. Let me tell you, it ain't worth it. Make a way to escape. Run like a dickens. But that first affair will destroy you. And it'll destroy your family too. Don't do it. I know. You call upon the blood of Jesus and Christ Jesus to come and help you. You see, the Christian life is a warfare. It's a spiritual conflict. That's what it's all about. It's necessary that you realize the importance of the armor of God that I've talked about many times, Ephesians 6. The full armor of God. I'm on fire today. I don't know what's going on. But family, that full armor of God is important, and you pray it on you. The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And what is the true Word of God? With evidence, what is the true Word of God? Is a King James Bible. They're coming after it. That's why they call it King James Onlyism. Oh, they're sneaky. They don't have Krishna Onlyism or Book of Urantia Onlyism or NIV Onlyism or whatever is. King James got power. Why are they trying to change the name of Jesus? Because Jesus got power. They give themselves away every time. Whenever and wherever the Holy Spirit convicts you, confess, repent, and be free. That's freedom. You got to be willing to forgive every person of everything. That's very important. If you can't forgive other people, He can't forgive you. Everything. There's no exception. That's a hard one to do. But that's all it is. It may be hard, but you have to do it. You got to be willing to forgive and forget everything that provides a base of hurt feelings, hostility, resentment, rejection, anger. All these emotions have frequencies. And each frequency of anger or lust or rejection, family, these are frequencies. They're like radio stations. So when you have these feelings, this frequency is operating. That's where you get the feelings from. It's a frequency vibration in your body. Now I'm giving you some quantum physics here. Chemistry. It affects you. Well, that demon that's got the same frequency can then come inside. It's like a key. This is quantum physics. This is not philosophy. This is how it works. If I'm looking at magazines or beauty pageant, and they know this. Oh, they know. That's what the fashion shows are about. They know this. And that's why they dress little girls up for those guys like that. And all this. The minute you sit and you see this car, that man, I'd love to have that car. That's covetousness. That turns a green light for that frequency. The demon comes inside. That's your idol. Boom, just like that. And if you're looking at Victoria, whatever, fashion thing, you're sitting there and they show you, well, this is what it looks like. You say, whoa, man, wow. Woohoo. Hey, check that out. Lust comes in. Green light goes on. Demon comes inside. And God says, you need to repent that, boy. This is what goes on today. This is real. The Ouija board. Me doing it. Me sitting down. Oh, this sounds so fun. Let's play it. By volunteer, me doing it, has opened up that portal, and those demons come right on in. Family, this is spiritual warfare 105. But you got to be able to forgive others. This is very important. Now, listen. This is most important. And this is the one they set up against you since you were born. is that you've got to be willing to forgive yourself. That is so important. I just can't forgive myself for this, that, and the other. Well, yeah, you can. Because if God forgave you, who are you to not forgive yourself? Mark 11, 25, 26. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye ought against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And goes right back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Unquote. Family, I'm not done here. I'll probably continue this tonight about ministering to homosexuals and ministering to ourselves. What can the Christian do? I think tonight we'll just talk about solutions on Bible study 8 to 9. I know I threw out a lot of stuff today, a lot of information. Family, this is a spiritual war you're in. That's about it. It manifests in the physical. And the solution is back to the spiritual. Tribulations are coming. It's hard to say when. Nobody knows when. There's no four blood moons. Oh, they got darkness coming upon the face of the earth in December. Whatever they do. You know, or not. It's all about fear mongering. If you get fear, you lose faith. I was telling them to stick it up the wazoo. But my Savior's coming back. And he's coming back, let me tell you, before he comes back, when those trumpets blow, not the trumpet of the Lord, it's a different trumpet, but the trumpets, the seven trumpets of tribulation, great tribulation, now you see God's judgment, God's vengeance coming down upon our unrepentant earth. It's coming. There's no stopping it. All you got to do is figure out whose side you're going to be on. Because there'll be nothing but Nephilim, fallen angels, and those against God that will be left from the trumpets. The Bible's clear on that. People are trying to find dates and times and feasts and all this to try to anticipate and figure out the rapture or when the first trumpet's going to blow. And others say that we're already in the sixth trumpet. That's what this Carl Gallup and P.P. Simmons or all these others, Bert Baxter and all, baloney. We're not even the first seal yet. Don't let them fool you. I mean, get away from these people. No four blood moons in the Bible. There's one. The sixth seal, that's it. So Hagee and Mark Blitz are wrong, man. Don't waste your money on that stupid book. Harbinger, Shemitah, Jonathan Conjob. No, sir. They tell you all these things to placate you. They don't give you solid ways to get through it, to deal with it. How to really deal with it. It's all available to yourselves, family. You can do it yourself. Well, family, we're going. I got to go. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's the story. Sticking with it. Well, I appreciate y'all coming by. And I want to remind you that we are played up in highportradio.net by John Kirkler. He plays our broadcasts and our Bible studies on a random basis in New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. He plays us up there. and we appreciate that. He does it on a random basis. And also, to remind you that I have a website, watchmenforjesus.com, and a Facebook, Watchmen for Jesus, which I need to attend to a little bit more often. I'm kind of doing it myself now, so it's a little slow, so I got to fix that. Start putting more of those things up. Memes or whatever, mimes. Family, everything I've told you today is true. But do your own research, family. Do your own research. But take the action you need to take. And don't wait around for that. That is so important that you do that. And I wouldn't be waiting around too long. This Halloween, I see things differently now than I used to myself in my studies. It just amazes me that how this has gone by. And what you learn, what I've learned myself is that journey. That journey is going to take a turn one of these days soon. And when it does, you're in another paradigm. Be ready for it. All right, family, you have a great night. And God bless you all. And we'll see you all then, next week. Tonight, if you're a Bible study, it'll be 8 to 9. Be sure you show up if you want to come. And I look forward to having that. And so, any questions or comments about this show today or this past week, we've been talking about some heavy things. Be sure to let me know. And anything you want me to include, I'll do that as well. I'm going to have a different shutoff here. See how this works. You have a good night, and God bless you all. This is your Watchman. I'm signing off.